Welcome into LoHo Daily. I am LoHo, aka Lawrence Holmes. Thanks so much for listening to the podcast. When I was younger, I never thought that it would be me. I never thought that it would be me talking about the importance of movement. Thought I'd be young forever. The thing is that I'm not old. I'm 45. But what's happened with me, like, physically over the last 2 months, let it be a warning to you, person who is older or more sedentary. This is one of those things where living in Chicago, especially in the wintertime, can be problematic. But I wanted to talk to you about all of this stuff. So, you know, if you follow me on social, at Lawrence W. Holmes on Twitter, on Instagram, you know that throughout the summer, I was riding my bike like a crazy person. Like, I was literally doing 15 miles a day, you know, 6 days a week. I was raising money for great charities. I did one ride that was 30 miles where I left my house in Hyde Park and went to Soldier Field, and then rode to Wrigley, and then rode to Comiskey, and then rode home. And I think that was ended up being like a 30-mile. I think I did my show that day too, which was stupid. I've had some great rides. I've ridden to the southeast side, to the Indiana border, and I really like that. Like, there's a lot of cool stuff over there on the southeast side, and I feel bad for some of the environmental issues that are happening on the southeast side, but I digress. It was easy. Like, one of the ways that we were able to escape, like, the chokehold of the pandemic and us not being able to go to restaurants or hang out with our friends or even, in some cases, go to work, was our ability to be active. Like, to get out and walk, to get out and ride, to get out and run, to get out and row. I saw people, you know, in their kayaks or whatever on the lakefront. All of those things are really important. And as the weather got colder, you know, I moved to a space that doesn't have stairs. And I mean in the unit itself. Like, I moved from my house, which had stairs, you know, it had a upstairs, a main level, and then a basement. So you're walking up, you know, a flight and a half of stairs or whatever. And you're doing that every day. Your muscle memory of walking up and down stairs. But then I moved to a place that doesn't have that, had an elevator in it, and I got lazy. And I was taking the elevator. I'm like, oh, aren't I fancy? Oh, with my little elevator. And I ended up having, like, crazy back pain. Because what was I doing? I was spending my day sitting in the unit, not going up and downstairs. So you have to, like, find ways to challenge yourself. And if you've heard me on the podcast over the last few weeks, you've heard me talk about this kind of this thing that I've been going through with my back. Now, my back's fine now. Like, I'm back to normal for the most part. And it was really exciting because earlier this week before the snow came, on Monday before the snow came, I actually ran. And I wasn't doing sprints. And I didn't do, like, crazy distance. But I was able to pick them up and put them down for a few yards at a time. I'm not ready for the combine quite yet, but I'm at least on the road to recovery. So allow me to give you this warning and say to you, give you a couple of tips that I've had in trying to make some of this stuff work. In trying to figure out, well, how can I get myself back to a place where I was, where my hamstrings weren't wound up so tight and I could just move. It's so weird, like, how much you miss just walking when you have back pain. And now I've got myself back to a place where I'm now challenging myself. Like, this is what happens. Maybe it's the old athlete in me. And maybe it's just what I needed, but I'm now challenging myself to get back to 10,000 steps a day. And I've been on that track. I've been doing that for the last 2.5 weeks. I've been at 10,000 steps. And now I've even gotten creative. At first it was just, well, you could just pace in your place. You could do that. Or when the weather was nice enough. Like I don't understand people who run in sub-zero or sub-freezing temperatures. I don't like to run. There's only like a window for me. Like I like to run between 40 degrees and 60 degrees and 65 degrees. If it's any warmer than 65, like I end up bonking out. And if it's any colder than 40 degrees, I don't enjoy the run. I can still do it, but I don't enjoy it. A friend of mine said, look, there are no cold runners. They're just people who don't dress well enough. And I was like, okay. So one of the things I did is I bought a whole bunch of soccer socks. And here's what I've learned. I like soccer socks. They're nice and they're warm and they're helpful when you're out here in these streets running around or walking around. But that goal of 10,000 steps a day, when it's snowy and icy, like I don't like that. Like it's hard to get a grip, like you can fall, like all of that stuff. You want to be careful with it. You know what I realized that my building has that I didn't realize before? Stairs. I didn't even think about, you know, you could walk up to your place. My first apartment on my own, the condo that I bought, the one I own in Kenwood, it's a 3-story walk up, right? And it used to be annoying when I have to bring in groceries and stuff like that. It wouldn't be as annoying now because now you could just have things delivered to you. But I used to do that on the regular. I'd up and down those stairs all the time when I was in my 20s. And I'm like, oh, there's stairs here. There's like good, sturdy stairs here. So along with the part of the 10,000 steps per day thing that I'm doing, I'm also trying to take the stairs up. You know what's interesting? I have more issues getting downstairs than getting up them. I have the same problem when I'm hiking in the mountains and stuff in Arizona. I'll hike up with you all day. It's the getting down that's really hard. And I got a screw in my ankle, and I have 3 bones fused into one. Like there's all sorts of stuff that's going on with my right ankle. And, of course, playing catcher for as long as I did, your knees are all jacked. But I'm here to tell you, just move. I know that this all of this is sucked. Like for all of us, it's really sucked. Not being able to be around our family, not being able to be with our friends, not be able to be in these streets. Just normal activity. It's part of the reason that if you've noticed, I've been doing more shows from the studio. It was part of my recovery. That I wanted to make sure that I was walking throughout the day, that my body was being challenged, even with walking and getting those steps in. It's really nice. It's an easy, cheap way for me to get 1,000 steps in. Just getting to the car, taking the car to the garage, walking to the studio, like that sort of thing. And it's been pretty safe so far, and I feel like the shows have been better because I've been in the studio. You might disagree, but I felt better and more comfortable doing those shows. But I'm a cautionary tale, and I wanted to offer myself up as a cautionary tale. I'm back to doing my yoga, as much yoga as I can do. I'm back to stretching after I get these walks and these runs in. I do like that this winter has been mild for the most part, and I can look here. If you look today, I got out and walked this morning, and it was sunny and 20 degrees. Like I can handle that. Like that's not a problem. But I'm looking at the way that the week breaks down, the next 10 days break down, and these are some days that I can get out there. The snow and the snowstorm stuff is not great, and you have to find alternatives like walking up and down the hallways. I know the people in the building probably think that I'm crazy because I'm literally walking up and down the stairs. I'm walking up and down the stairs. I'm walking through each floor, like going from one stairwell to the other and then doing all that stuff. But you got to move. Like, it's the most important part to what to trying to get us all to the finish line. Like, we're all trying to get to this finish line. We're all trying to get back together with people, and just know that it's the easiest way. Like, I'm not talking about doing, like, I do some stuff on the bike and everything else. Like, I brought my bike up into the unit and got a bike trainer. So, like, I got myself a free Peloton. Like, it's not Peloton. It's just me on my actual bike. Stationary bike style. You have those things, and those things are available to you. $80, by the way. If you have room in your place, instead of buying a Peloton, if you actually are someone who rides a bike and enjoys riding a bike, and that's a good way for you to get a little bit of low impact, go get a bike trainer for like $80-$90. Put it in your basement or in an ante room or in a hallway, and you could just ride your bike for 20 minutes. And you can get everything going without having to pound your joints. But I know it helped me to just move again, and I think all of us we're tired. We're mentally and physically whipped by what the pandemic has done to us. Try to not be like me. Be better than me. Don't stop moving, and don't stop believing. And just keep walking and do some stairs. It'll be good for you. Have a wonderful weekend and walk. Thanks for listening.